Now, 90 333 105 077 66 105 105. This is the time of year for this issue. Have you bought something online and had it go, had to go through the rigmarole of returning, the returns procedure? Apparently hundreds of retailers and e-commerce stores and whatever are failing because of the so-called returns revolution and the expectation that they'll foot the bill for the postage and the package, especially in the weeks after Christmas. How does it work? Let me speak to David Jinks, who is the head of consumer research indeed, and he is with Parcel Hero. David, good morning.
Morning to you.
David, if I do buy something online and I don't want it and I'm returning it, what are the rules?
Well, the rules are that you can return it within 14 days of actually receiving it under the consumer contracts regulations. So you've got 14 days as a sort of cooling off period. But if you don't want it, then you are responsible for actually footing the bill for that return under most rules. So that's the main rule for that.
But also, even within the 14 days?
Yes, even within the 14 days, yes. But also, of course, if it's faulty, then the retailer is responsible for footing the bill for the returns of it. But not if it's just that you bought it on a whim and you've changed your mind.
Why would some people think that the retailer would be responsible for the paying for the return? The retailer wouldn't be responsible for paying for your petrol if you were taking it back to the car.
No, that's a very good point. I think it's because people are used to the fact that retailers do pay for the returns if there's a faulty good, so they're kind of in that mindset that that should happen. But also some retailers, such as Amazon or ASOS, might offer to actually cover the cost of returns, even for goods returned on a whim. Some people are using it as, like, the larger retailers are using it almost like as a sales point, you know, because they know that 80% of consumers now look at the sales, look at the returns policy for a company, and decide from that whether they're going to buy from that company or a different one.
Am I right in believing that if you're into fashion and you're buying clothes from these on-screen companies, that when they send you, say, a jacket and it obviously isn't, it doesn't fit you and you want to return it, that they have a prepaid envelope in there, a prepaid sticker, to encourage you to buy things, try them, return them if they don't fit you? Because it is very difficult to make a purchase of clothing online and get it absolutely right. So do those e-sites basically pay for the return of those clothes?
Well, companies such as big ones like ASOS, they're offering a sort of a home sort of try before you buy, basically. So what you do with that is they'll deliver all the clothes to you in different sizes. You can try on the ones you want and then return to one that you don't want. But that's through a special sort of system that they got set up. So you're not debited until you've returned it. But the problem with that is, of course, if you don't do that and if you don't pay for that, then it goes on your credit record. But that is quite a good idea. And Amazon are going to introduce a similar thing in the UK called Amazon Wardrobe. So that's how that works. But for smaller retailers, maybe specialist clothing and that kind of thing, they can't afford to do that. And yet 10% of us admitted in some research we just did that we actually regularly buy clothes in different sizes and just ship back with ones we don't want. And we expect them, you know, for the retailer to put the bill, even if it's a tiny little specialist shop which sells specialist clothing.
I have to say, when I'm shopping, I would probably return to the store. Would I return to the store with 0.5% of stuff that I buy? I very, very rarely would wear a jacket, you know, take it home. They think, oh, no, I don't like that. Or try it on in the shop, take it home, try it the next morning, think, no, it's the wrong one, take it back. Or I can't think of any other product that I've ever taken back to a shop once I've made the decision in the shop to buy it, because I've seen it, I've touched it, I've felt it, I've looked at it, I've, you know, thought about it in situ, and I've bought it. However, with online gear, you know, you don't see it. It's just there on a screen. It arrives. It isn't really the quality or the texture that you expected it to be. What percentage?
Images,
yeah, what percentage of stuff is being returned?
Well, it's about, you know, 20-odd percent that looks like it's regularly returned. But some people, 8% of shoppers admit to actually returning things several times a month. So they're actually sort of absolutely in the groove for that kind of thing. But just after Christmas, the research we did after Christmas showed that 47% of all Parcel Heroes, the parcels going through Parcel Hero, were returned. So that's not including the ones that prepaid envelopes, but the ones where they were just using Parcel Hero to return it. So it really is going to come quite big numbers over Christmas. And because of that, businesses have told us that at least 200 smaller online businesses that really can't afford to cover the cost of returns are likely to close in the next month or so, just because, you know, the hit they've taken over Christmas.
It's amazing. It is. It's the new way to shop. The new way to shop. David, thanks for highlighting it with us. Thank you.
All right. Oh, just one thing. We've got actually sort of your consumer rights on our website at parcelhero.com/returns. They'll be up later on. And it's got the full explanation of consumer rights. And also, you've got a very good thing in Northern Ireland called the Consumer Council, which is a good sort of ombudsman and looks after, you know, rights for consumers, including parcels and packaging.
Lovely job. Many's a good turn the Consumer Council have done. David, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That is David Jinks there.